taking a page from Microsoft's 1990s playbook, Amazon will stop selling Apple TV and Chromecast devices. Bloomberg reports that the online retailer will remove current listings and will no longer add additional listings for products that compete with their Fire TV as of October 29th. Ironically, they will still continue to sell the board game Monopoly. In a statement, the company said that it's important that these streaming media players they sell interact with Prime Media to avoid customer confusion. They recommend Roku, Xbox, PlayStation, and of course, their very own Fire TV. The Amazon Prime Video app is also not available on the Apple TV or in the Google Play Store. Facebook and Twitter are often a major productivity distraction at work, but what if we made our productivity tools work more like Facebook and Twitter? I can only imagine that's what's behind the announcement that likes and at mentions will soon come to Outlook on the web. According to the official Microsoft Office blog, you'll be able to give emails a thumbs up and use the at sign to add a contact to a thread instead of the two-step process you have now of adding a person to the CC line and also letting everyone know that you've added them. The features will roll out first to Outlook on the web for anyone with an Office 365 commercial subscription. And speaking of likes, according to TechCrunch, Tinder will now allow you to super like someone. You can still swipe left if you're not interested, swipe right if you are. But if you're really interested, you can swipe up. When your profile appears to them, they'll also see how eager you are to meet them. And then they are free to do what they would like to do with that information. Don't get too excited, though. You can only swipe up once per day unless you're willing to pay for Tinder Plus. Now, if you watch my other shows, i5 for the iPhone and iOS Today, then you probably already know how fond I am of Snapchat's lenses. Lenses let you send animated selfies with additional features that make it look like you're throwing up rainbows or like you have wrinkles or that you're in a Harry Potter movie. Apparently, I'm not the only one who loves these features, although I may be the only adult who loves these features. VentureBeat reports that Snapchat will now charge $750,000 for brands who advertise on the Snapchat lenses. Sources have told the Financial Times that these sponsored lenses could be out by Halloween.